You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every month, we catch up with Visionary about the work they're doing across the sight loss sector, and we're also joined by a different guest. Today, we have Fiona Sanford to tell us what's been happening at Visionary. Hi, Fiona. So what has been happening in Visionary in the last month?
Well, probably the key things that we've been asked about a lot from our members are issues arising from the cost of living for organisations. Many of the organisations are worried and concerned about how they're going to pay their fuel bills in order to keep their premises warm so as they can continue to support and deliver much needed services to people within their own communities. A lot of our members are in old buildings, so notoriously difficult to heat, and obviously the rising cost of fuel. So Visionary is working collectively with our colleagues in the RNIB in particular and other national organisations to just look at what we can do to make help available, and it mainly information, support and knowledge available to the member organisations across the country. The other thing that's a bit of a crisis for us is recruitment, is actually attracting people to the workforce. So recruitment is an ongoing issue. We are very, very keen to encourage visually impaired people into the workforce within the sight loss sector. Employment is a big issue. We are going to hear from Sharon Schaefer, who's the Chief Executive of Support for Sight, who is twice award winner now. Support for Sight won an award for an online project. They won a Rainbow Award last year. And this year, they won the Connect Award. But I'll leave that to Sharon. For us, a lot of the members are finding some difficulties with access to work. And again, we're working closely with RNIB colleagues to see if we can make that system a bit better for people who either want to stay in employment or want to secure employment. So access to work is really important for us as a sector who wants to employ people with sight loss, and as a sector who want to encourage others to either retain or recruit from the people that all of our member organisations work alongside. And basically, collectively, we're working out what we can do to make this broken system much better for people.
Well, speaking of Sharon, hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, Amelia. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And thank you, Fiona, for the glowing introduction. Just to pick up on what you were saying, Fiona, we were, of course, absolutely delighted to win the Connect Award this year for our Support for Employment programme. This is now in its fourth year as part of our lottery funding, and it has just grown from strength to strength. So we are very, very keen to keep it going and to roll it out as far as we can. The Connect Award was actually for starting part of that roll up. So I'm pleased to say that we connected with some organisations the length and breadth of the country to look at some online pre-employment programme offers, which we started having done a presentation at the Visionary Employment Focus Month of December 2021. And then rolled it out in 2022, offering the opportunity up and down the country to join in our pre-employment offer, which is completely online and is all about the foundations of our employment offer, looking at access to work, when to disclose disability, interview techniques, CV technique, filling in application forms, and just, you know, job searching. So very much that employment ready offer, which we were able to do with partners up and down the country. It was a wonderful way to spread the word and hopefully help more people get into employment. I'm pleased to say that actually post-COVID has seen quite a boom, because employers are now willing to entertain agile and hybrid working in a way that they weren't before COVID. So it's a whole brave new world that we are very much, you know, grabbing hold of and running with, to the benefit of people with a vision impairment finding work or finding ways into employment as well.
Have you been able to get any feedback from partially sighted and blind people who are searching for work that have engaged with some of the things that you're doing?
Absolutely. We have in Essex, where we're based and where the hub of this offer, we have about 30 people last year who we found work for or retained work for, and they have been absolutely delighted with the results. One of them wrote into us and said, "I can't believe it, I am employee of the month and I've only been here for 3 months. It's wonderful." So things like that are really heartening. Also, just the journey into volunteering as well. We've had some very heartening stories about people who have taken up volunteering opportunities, which have then led into employment, because it just gives people the opportunity to grow their confidence and get a foot in the door and see where it leads. So I think there are many ways to this one gate of secured employment. So the skills just of growing your online capability, your tech ability, your confidence, your interview techniques, your presentation techniques, that's all part of it, even if it doesn't actually lead to a job. Obviously, there is a percentage of people who don't choose to go down that route of job finding, but they have still acquired a lot of skills along the way.
And what does 2023 look like for support for sites?
We are definitely continuing this. We will be in our final year of the lottery funding. We are looking to roll it out. So we are currently working with Site Concern Bedfordshire, just rolling out that package to them. Also, talking with another local sight loss society about doing the same in their neck of the woods. So there really is the scope now to roll this out further, or the people to buy in the package elsewhere. In Essex, we very much want to make sure the service is sustained. So we're looking for future avenues within our own patch. And alongside that is all the million and one other things we do, like any other sight loss society. So we have actually just closed our admin hub in Saffron Walden, because we are all hybrid working now from home. So our office and social hub is now based in Chelmsford. And we are delivering our other services in the community across the whole of Mid and West Essex. So bringing services out rather than expecting people to come to us, which seems to be working really well. And 2023 will see us further embed that and really make that maximise all of our offer that way.
Oh, that all sounds fantastic. Where can people find out more about the support for employment and the support for site work in general?
Go to our website, www.supportforsite.org.uk, or email me, Sharon@supportforsite.org.uk, or give us a call. There are many ways. Just have a little Google and get in touch with us.
And Fiona, what does Visionary have coming up in the next month, next year?
We have a variety of things. We'll be ready in January to recruit some new colleagues. We're probably going to roll out some new activities, conference. We're going to announce our theme for that. So lots of interesting and exciting stuff for 2023.
And where can people find out more?
Visionary.org.uk. The website's the best place to get information from us.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford, the Chief Executive of Visionary, and Sharon Schaefer, the Chief Executive of Support for Sight, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.